Indifferent. The indifference of certain death, or incident upon certain death, propounds a riddle, in the Joycean mode, or otherwise. It is indifferent which. A marriage riddle. So much talk of the language, when there are no ears. What is there to say, save that beauty is unheeded, though for sale and bought glibly enough? But it is true, they fear it more than death. Beauty is feared more than death. More than they fear death, beautiful thing. And marry only to destroy, in private, in their privacy, only to destroy, to hide in marriage, that they may destroy and not be perceived in it, the destroying. Death will be too late to bring us aid. What end but love that stares death in the eye? A city, a marriage that stares death in the eye. The riddle of a man and a woman. For what is there but love that stares death in the eye? Love begetting marriage, not infamy, not death. Though love seemed to beget only death in the old plays, only death it is, as though they wish death rather than to face infamy, the infamy of old cities. A world of corrupt cities, nothing else, that death stares in the eye, lacking love. No palaces, no secluded gardens, no water among the stones. The stone rails of the balustrades, scooped out, running with clear water. No peace. The waters are dry. It is summer. It is ended. Sing me a song to make death tolerable. A song of a man and a woman. The riddle of a man and a woman. What language could allay our thirsts? What winds lift us? What floods bear us? Past defeats. But song. But deathless song. The voice. The voice rises, neglected, with its new, unfaltering language. Is there no release?